WQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
All right.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
That's why Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you got to love me more than mother, father, sister, brother, even your own self. And he said, if you don't love me more than your mama, your daddy, your son, your daughter, even your own self, you're not even worthy of being my disciple. Because sometimes family can hinder you from doing a great work for the Lord. And many of y'all in here right now, base what y'all do for God on your family. Some of y'all call tonight, girl, you going tonight? You going to church tonight? You going? Why are you basing going to the house of God on her? If you join, I'll join. If you get involved, I'll get involved. And you're basing what you do for God on your family rather than on your heavenly Father. That's why God told Abraham, get thee from among thy kindred. Get from your family. Get from among your family. Yeah, yeah. To Atlanta, I'm not going to bless you here. Because you know what? If you're not careful, you can start to worship your family. And not the Lord. Because you base what you do for the Lord on your family. Hello, somebody. That's when folks start talking about, it's all about my family. And Dr. Moore just told us God is a jealous God. It's all about who? Talk about it's all about your family. No. The Bible says in Colossians 1, all things were made by him and for him. You ain't even here for your family. You're here for God. It's good to have your family. It's good to love your family. But you got to understand, you're here because God wants you here. God had more to do with you being here than your mama did. God had more to do with you being here than your father here did. You are here because God wants you to be here. And you were made by him and you were made for him. I know you love your wife, but you're really here for him. That's why you don't need to be unequally yoked. You need to hook up with somebody who understands who you're really here for. And then they will encourage you to serve the Lord. Y'all ain't praying with me here because they understand you are here for the Lord. And the Bible says, look at it. It said he was amazed at their lack of faith. What do you do when your own family don't believe in you? What do you do when your relatives don't have any faith in you? Man, look at this. Jesus had, watch this. This is gonna mess y'all up. Jesus had four biological brothers and couldn't make now one of them a disciple. He had four biological brothers and couldn't make now one of them a disciple. He chose Judas Iscariot over his own brother. He chose Peter, who denied him three times, over his own brother. He chose Doubting Thomas over his own brothers. Why didn't Jesus make one of his brothers a disciple? Because they didn't believe in him. Maybe that's why the first set of disciples Jesus called were brothers. Andrew and Peter, James and John. Maybe Jesus wished he had what they had with each other. Maybe Jesus wished he had that with his own brothers. Look at the text. It said he had sisters too. Jesus had biological sisters. But you never hear him eating at their house. He chose Lazarus' sisters. Mary and Martha. Over his own sisters. House. You know why? Because his own sisters didn't believe in him. What do? When your own family doesn't have faith in you. Don't believe in your connection with God. Matter of fact, it gets worse. Go to Luke. Go to Luke. Go to Luke. It gets worse. Go to Luke chapter 4. I got to show you this because he's in Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. This is where majority of his family live. And he's in Nazareth on the Sabbath day. He's in the synagogue. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. Verse 18, he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. Verse 21, he began to say to them, today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Are y'all praying with me here? All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Is it this Joseph's son? They asked. Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself, and you will tell me, do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. Truly, I tell you, he continued, no prophet is accepted in this hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was severe famine throughout the land, yet Elijah was not sent to any of them but to the widow of Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the leper. Watch this. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. Look at this, y'all. They got up, drove him out of town, took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff, but he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Hold up, wait a minute. They got up, drove him out of town, took him to the brow of the hill which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff, but he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. How were they able to do this to him in Nazareth? This is where a majority of his family live. They drove him, took him to the edge of the ground where the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through. Now, shouldn't this have read, they took him to the brow of the hill in which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff, but his brothers showed up?
Yeah, come on, man. Come on.
And said, no, it ain't going down like this. Take your hands off my brother. Get your hands off my brother. That's not in there. Shouldn't it read, they got ready to throw him off the cliff, but his sister showed up, taking off their high heels, putting their hand in a ponytail, putting Vaseline over it. You better let go of Jesus. Let go of my brother. It's not in there. Shouldn't have ran. They took him to the brow of the hill in which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But his cousins, Pookie and Ray Ray and them showed up and said, no, player, it ain't going out like that, man. Let him go. I'm going to tell you one time, let him go, man. That's my cousin, man. Y'all let him go. Loose him and let him go. It's not in there. Where was his family? But you also see right there, Jesus wasn't no punk either.
That's right.
Because they got ready to throw him off the cliff. Look at the text. The Bible says, but he walked right through.
That's right, like wood.
In other words, Jesus said, I don't think this is the hill I'm supposed to die on. Jesus said, this ain't Calvary. Jesus said, I'll be damned if I die on this hill.
I'm sorry. He must have gave them a look that made them say, hey, man. Because the Bible says he just walked right.
Yeah.
As if to say, if you feel froggy, leap. In other words, watch this, y'all. Jesus had to fend for himself. And that's why some of y'all are like y'all are. Because you know, push come to shove. You got to fend for yourself. That's why some of y'all are so tight with your money. Because you know, push come to shove, ain't nobody else going to come and help you. Ain't nobody in your family going to give to you. You got to take care of yourself. Hello, somebody. You have to fend for yourself. Where was his family? And so this is why I talk to Jesus so much, because he can relate. So, baby, what do? When your own family won't get behind you. What do? When your own family don't support you? What do? When your own family doesn't have faith in you? What do? When your family don't believe in the connection you have with God? What do? Well, that's a good question. First thing you do, write this down. Receive your blessing from the Lord. Go to Matthew 3. Go to Matthew 3. Receive your blessing from the Lord. Look at Matthew 3, verse 17. You know, I was trying to find, Troy, I was trying to find in the Word of God where Jesus' mother and father said to him, I'm proud of you. I was looking for that, you know. Because, you know, children need affirmation, you know.
Right.
And I was trying to find in the Word of God where his mother ever said, baby, I'm proud of you. Well, I heard what you did out there on that hill. They told mama my baby took 2 fish and 5 body loaves. They said you blessed it and you broke it and fed 5,000 men. Oh, mama, proud of you. Not including women and children. I heard that lady had an issue of blood, and she touched my baby's hem, and oh, something. Just... Mama's so proud of you. I heard you got to Jairus' house and went in there, and my baby put them markers out, and took Peter, James, and John, my baby. Took that little girl by the hand and said, get up, little girl, and let my baby. Mama's so proud of you. They tell me you walked on the water. They tell me the storm was acting up and you stood out there and said, peace be still. They say the waves laid down like obedient dogs. They said the lightning unplugged itself and the thunder turned the bass down to 0. What manner of man is my baby? Even the, ooh, mama's so proud. Ooh, this one got mama. They said you went to the grave of Lazarus. You said, roll away the stone. They thought you were going to send them in there to get the boy out. But now my baby said, Lazarus, come forth. And they said Lazarus was bound, but somehow that booger came out the grave. Look at my baby. That my baby.
I didn't find that. I was trying to find where, you know, Joseph said, proud of you, son. I never found where his biological parents ever told him they were proud of him. But I do find Matthew 3:17. A voice came from heaven. and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." When he couldn't hear it from his biological mama, when he couldn't get it from his biological father, he got it from his heavenly father. And that's what I need to tell you. When you can't get it from your biological parents, you need to understand they're not the only parents you have. When you gave your life to Jesus, you got another father. And when you can't get it from them, get it from him. Look at your neighbor and say, when you can't get it from them, you just gonna have to get it from him. Look at your neighbor and say, I got another father. Ask him, do you know who my daddy is? Yeah, my dad is the one that touched mountains and they begin to quake and quiver. My father's the one that put this blue sky over my head and carpeted green grass underneath my feet, tacked it down with cedar trees and oaks. My father touched the sea and it began to boil like a pot on fire, touched age-old rocks and they were reduced to dust. My father walks on the wings of the wind and plants his footstep on the sea. My father is robed in a beauty of holiness and sits unwearied upon the throne and throttles worlds with infinite ease. My father walks in the virgin purity of the morning and then marches with the somber gray of the evening shade. My father is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the keeper of creation, creator of all, the architect of the universe, the Lord of history. He always was, is, and will be unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, undismayed. His ways is right. His word is eternal. His will is unchangeable. Ask your neighbor, who's your daddy? My father, he pushed down every valley, scooped up every hill. My father put the sweet in the peach, the sour in the lemon, the potassium in a banana, the vitamin C in the orange, the zinc in the carrot. My father put the neck on that giraffe, the trunk on the elephant, the leap in the frog, the bark in the dog, the meow in the cat. My father told the hyena a joke and he's still laughing. My father slap somebody and say, who's your daddy? And one thing I love about this father, he pays child support. And one thing I like about his child support, it don't cut off at 18. Somebody ought to testify, I was young, but now I'm old, and I'm still getting child support. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Tell your neighbor, that car that I'm driving, that's child support. That house I live in, that's child support. Money in my pocket, that's child support. Clothes on my back, that's child support. When you can't get it from them, get it from him. When he couldn't hear it from Mary, when he couldn't hear it from Joseph, he heard it from God. This is my beloved son in whom I'm proud of. That's why the Bible says, whatever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord, and not as unto your family and your friends. Get it from him. That also means, watch this, you can't blame your biological parents for you being where you are. Because a lot of folk, they blame their daddy for why they like they are. They blame their mama for the way they are. But let me tell you something. When you give your life to Jesus, it's a thing called regeneration. When you give your life to Jesus, God regenes you. He replaces your earthly father's genes with his heavenly genes. So now you ain't got to be like your earthly daddy. You can be like your heavenly father. You ain't got to be mean like your earthly daddy. You can be kind like your heavenly father. You ain't got to treat women bad like your earthly daddy. You can treat them good like you're heavenly. I never forget, I sang that song, I'm So Proud of You. I sang that song at a revival, and I had, what I did tonight, I had the parents go to your child, I don't care how old they are, if you're proud of them. Go to him and hug him. And while I was singing, proud of you, there was a mother coming up the aisle. And a young preacher behind me just fell on the ground and started crying. They literally had to pick the preacher up and carry him out. It just so happened that lady was his mother and she went out with him. I didn't know what was going on. Kept singing. After service, I got with him. I said, "You all right?" He said, "Man, you just don't know what happened tonight, man." He said, "Here I am, 26 years old, and preaching God's word. I got two brothers incarcerated, one brother dead. And tonight was the first time my mama ever told me. She was proud of me." He said, "Man, when I saw her coming, I was waiting for it. Something I was waiting for all my life, to hear all my life. I knew it was coming. I just couldn't contain myself." Jesus could relate to him because he never heard that from his biological parents. Matter of fact, when Mary needed something, she went to him at the wedding, you know. "Come on now, Jesus, do this for mama, baby. Do this for mama now. They done run out of wine. Go on and do this for mama, baby." But never said, "I'm proud of you." So the first thing you do is receive your blessing from him. And then number two, write this down. The second thing you do is redefine your family. Go to Mark chapter 3. Go to Mark chapter 3. Redefine your family. Look at Mark chapter 3. Look at verse 20 and 21. Mark chapter 3, verse 20. "Then Jesus entered the house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat." Look at this, y'all. When his family, underline this now, when his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." This is what his mama was saying now. This is what his brothers were saying. His sister said, "He's out of his mind." Are y'all with me? Uh-huh. They called Jesus a prince of devils. Jesus said, verse 25, "A house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come." He got through with all that. And then look at verse 30. He said this because they were saying he has an impure spirit. Watch this, y'all. "Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived standing outside. They sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, 'Your mama and your brothers outside looking for you.'" Look what Jesus said. "Who are my mother and my brothers?" He asked. "Then he looked at those seated in the circle around him and said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sisters and mothers.'" Hold up. Wait a minute. He in there teaching the word of God. He in there selling drugs. He in there pimping. He in there partying. He in there smoking weed. He in there teaching the word of God, trying to get folk to have a good relationship with God. His mama and brothers are outside. Hold up. What y'all doing outside? Your son in there teaching, preaching the word of God. Why ain't y'all in there supporting him? Other folk mamas in here. Other folks' brothers in here, why ain't y'all in here supporting him? And they want to send somebody in with that Baptist finger. Yes, sir. Why he up there teaching? Hey, Jesus, your mama and your brothers outside. They said, "Come here." The Bible says, Jesus said, "Who my mama? Who my brothers?" Yes, sir. And he looked around at those seated around him and said, "Right here is my mama and my brothers and my sisters. Whoever does the will of God is my mama, my brother, and my sister." And watch this, y'all. He never went out there to see what they wanted.
Because, Troy, if you're not careful, you can allow your family to take you away from your assignment. If you're not careful, your family can take charge of you rather than God being in charge of you. Because notice, his family came to take charge of him. As if to say, you belong to us. You do what we tell you to do. And he never went out there to see what they wanted. He said, right here is my mama and my brother. See, watch this, y'all. Sometimes, don't miss this now. Sometimes your closest family is your spiritual family. Some of you all are more closer with your spiritual family than you are your biological family. Once you give your life to Jesus, you not only get another father, you get another family. I wish I had a witness here. We're more than just First Salem. We're more than just a church. We're more than just a body of Christ. We're more than just saints. We are family. White and black. Gary. We are family. You know it. What? Y'all come to church, they ain't all holy like y'all don't know that. That's why Paul says all in the Bible, Tanya, brethren, 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 brethren. He kept saying brethren, brethren. He was reminding them, your family. He even told Timothy, treat the older men as fathers. Don't be harsh. He said that to a pastor. Don't be harsh when you rebuke an older man. Treat them as fathers. Treat the young men as brothers. Treat the older women as mothers. Treat the young women as sisters with all purity. Because we are family. And watch this. When you can't get the love and support from your biological family, realize they ain't the only family you have. When I can't get it from them, I'll just get it from my spiritual. I get it from my spiritual sister. Hallelujah. Your mama passed and gone. You're going to miss mama, but find another mama. I'm going to lean on you now, mama. Thought my biological daddy was leaving me. I was trying to figure out, who am I going to lean on now? Your picture came to mind. I got family. Quit looking at who you don't have. And start looking at who you do have. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. Look at your neighbor and say, quit looking at who you don't have. And look at the brother who you do have. Every time we come together, it's a family affair. Y'all not praying with me here. Matter of fact, the church ought to be symbolic of heaven. Heaven is a family affair because only the family of God will be in heaven. Y'all ain't praying with me here. That's why every time I bring my family to the house of God, I'm reminding my biological family, we are part of another family. We are part of a greater family. We are part of a spiritual family. We are part of the family of God. This is the only family that's going to heaven. In heaven, there will be no Moors. In heaven, there'll be no Tatums. In heaven, there'll be no Reese's. In heaven, there'll be no Bailey. Hello, somebody. In heaven, it's just going to be the family of God. This is the only eternal family there is. If you see him as a musician, you'll treat him as a musician. But if you see him as a brother, you'll treat him like a brother. Y'all ain't praying, man. If you see him as a drummer, you'll treat him like a drummer. But if you see him as a brother, you'll treat him like a brother. If you see him as deacons, you'll treat him as deacons. But if you see him as family, you'll treat him like family. If you see him as a choir, you'll treat him like a choir. But if you see your family up there, you'll stand up and support him while they're singing. Hello, somebody. Because you support family. Watch this. I got to close.
Watch this. No matter where you go, you have family there.